Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, who believes that Seattle is synonymous with great service, which they strive to provide every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.org.
From 88.5 KPLU, Washington State is full of fun destinations and beautiful scenery, particularly when the seasons change. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that you don't have to go far to get away.
Matthew, I'm pained to say it, but we're getting close to autumn and it's time to start thinking about what to do in the fall.
I know. Can you believe it, Ed? We're already talking about September and October, but it's just right around the corner, so you might want to consider taking a long weekend at the end of September or in October and driving across the North Cascade Highway. And if you have a bit more time, maybe head over to Wenatchee and do a little wine tour there. That's harvest time. It's a great time to be there, Ed.
You know, I associate the Pacific Northwest with evergreens and big, tall coniferous trees. But there's a lot of color changing in the autumn here, too. Where are some good places to see that?
Last year, I drove up Mount Rainier to Paradise, and there was some great fall foliage there. I really enjoyed that. We also went over to Leavenworth. That whole region, that whole drive has some beautiful fall foliage. To a lesser extent, the Olympic Peninsula, there's some great fall foliage there. But I think mostly you're going to see that towards the east of the, you know, eastern part of the state and the backside of the Cascades.
Wildfires have definitely affected a lot of acreage here in Washington. It's been one of the worst seasons on the books. But there are still places where this can be viewed. I mean, I guess that goes without saying, but I think it's important to remind people that there are good destinations still.
That's right. And it's the end of the fire season in the fall, thank God. So you can get over there. And there's, you know, of course, there's been huge fires, but there's been massive areas that haven't been touched. And it's still a great time to go out there, support the national parks, and see this beautiful state.
Do you take your family out in the fall?
We do. We do. We usually head east of the mountains around to Lake Wenatchee and the Leavenworth area because there's so many beautiful things to do. Even in early September, sometimes we'll do a float trip. That's always a lot of fun. There's always some good beer to taste in the Leavenworth area. And then, again, we're wine lovers, so we always head down to Wenatchee and do some wine tastings down there.
The end of summer can be a little depressing for those of us here, but this seems like a good way to kind of keep your spirits buoyed.
Exactly. And don't forget, there's over 350 grape growers in the Wenatchee area and over 800 wineries in Washington State. So this is the premier season to start tasting some of those vintages and some of those great wines that are coming out of this area.
So we're keeping our spirits buoyed and the conversation lubricated.
Right. As the sun disappears, we start talking about the great beers and wonderful wines of Washington State.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us every week to talk about travel. We've spoken pretty generally about the autumn here, but we have some specific ideas on things you can do on our website, kplu.org. And hey, you're locals, so if you know things to do, leave us a suggestion as well. I'm Ed Ronco.